Nabhasi in the sky, Abhra clouds, Tamaha darkness, Prakashaha and illumination, Bhavanti exist, Bhupaha all kings, Nabhavanti do not appear, Anukramat consecutively, Evam thus, Pare supreme, Brahmani in the absolute, Shaktayaha energies to them, Amu those, Rajaha passion, Tamaha darkness, Satvam goodness, Iti thus, Pravahaha emanation. Translation: my dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these take place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So it's a little longer, it's 42 pages, so please be patient and attentive. Darkness, illumination and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rainfall and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes day, sometimes illumination and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to the sun. But the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of the total cosmic manifestation, He is unaffected by material existence. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Bhumir apunalvayu kamano buddhir evacha ahankara ityan me bina prakritir ashtadha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms Janmadi Asayataha, the creation, maintenance and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in His spiritual energy and is not affected by material emanations. Brahma Samhita 5.1 confirms Ishvarah Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, the Supreme Godhead, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. Although he is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama, transcendental, and his form is Satchit Ananda, eternal spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything, and this is the verdict of all scripture. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayan, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on a potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita 9.10, the Lord therefore says, Maya dakshina prakritik suyate sa characharam. This material nature is working either my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and non-moving beings. The Supreme Lord casts his glance over material energy, and his glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that the nature is not the cause of material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Yathana basya bratama prakasha bhavanti bhupana bhavanti anukrama devam pare brahmani shaktayastamu rajastamah sattvam iti pravaha. Please repeat after me. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear, and sometimes they disappear. Omagyana timirandasya granjana shalakaya chakshur mitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa karamahyam dadati svaparantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Majority of living entities in this world don't think like this. And the leaders of a society, unfortunately, also not. Srila Prabhupada, he was quite clear when it came to preaching to leaders of society or scientists. Scientists are spending a lot of time trying to figure out what is the cause of all causes, how this creation is working, but practically that where they end up is only mental speculation. Mm-hmm. Srila Prabhupada was comparing them to like frog. He was calling this theory of Dr. Frog. I found it always very funny, this theory. Even I read so many times, Dr. Frog in the well. So he was sitting there, and one day his friend came, another frog. He was living in the ocean, and he was telling him about the ocean. And then he was thinking, oh, that's something similar like my well. And he told him, yeah, it's water, but it's much bigger body of the water. So then he was calculating, how many times bigger? 5, 3 times? He said, no, much bigger. So how many times? 10 times? 20 times? No, you cannot calculate that. It's much more bigger. And then the frog, he was there puffing sometimes, the frogs. So he was trying to figure out how big it is, and then he just blew off one point. So that's the material science and their attempts to understand the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada said that everybody has his mean how to acquire knowledge. And you have your mean and I have my means how to acquire knowledge. But if you are a frog and maybe I am a whale, why should I accept your knowledge? So that's the position of material scientists. Doesn't matter how good it sounds. Just one my friend a few days ago, he told me about, I don't know much details, but there is a scientist, if I say correctly, his name is Stephen Hawking, I think like that. And he's pretty much crippled. Not only that, he even has to speak with the help of machine and like this. And he's bold enough to deny that God does not exist. Denying the existence of the God. To claim that God does not exist. And he has many conferences and speeches. This my friend, he told me that in USA, when he has some conference, the people, they are paying high price for entrance, for the tickets. And if they cannot get the ticket, they are paying $1,000 to get on a black market ticket for his speech. Anyway, I doubt that majority of them, they anyway don't understand nothing what he says there. And even those few who understands, it's anyway clear speculation. He practically, what is behind, he says that he's independent. So if you are so independent, why are you so crippled? Why you have to speak with the help of the machine? If you are independent, then stand up and walk. One time I was traveling here in the train, and I was distributing books. Because if this long distance, I usually take some books with me and to spend some time in the morning and afternoon, I go with the books around the train. So I approached one Indian older gentleman, and then I showed him the books, and then he told me that he's a god. I told him that which kind of god you are, you cannot even afford AC, you are traveling in sleeper, you know. So this kind of gods and this kind of independence, Janmadi Asayatun Vayat Itarachatish Abhigyak Swarat. Krishna, he is the Swarat, he's Abhigya, he's fully cognizant and he's fully independent. But we as a conditioned living souls, we are conditioned by so many things. People are saying that they are God and they are this or they are that, but they are just living in a false concept. There is nothing beyond, no substance is there. It's just the words, it's the lip service. Sometimes they say, people say that I'm God. I say, okay, I met one man, and he was telling me also that one boy, he was maybe 25 or something, he said that he is God. And I told him, well, then you know what I think, if you are God. And he said, yeah, you think that I'm a rascal, that I'm not God. And I said, yeah, exactly. But I think also something more, and this you don't know. And he didn't know. And I told him, okay, if you are God, then don't go 1 week for toilet. So, don't go to bathroom for 1 week. Don't pass urine or stool. if you are God. So we have so many gods. There was this one god in, I don't know, his main place was, I think, Pune. He had this big hair. And he was taking so many pills by the end of his life. I never read something like that in the scriptures, that incarnations of Krishna, they have to take some medicine. They rather bring some medicine, it's Dhanvantari. Anyway, all these concepts, they actually come from this idea to be independent, and to create always something new. Scientists, they are trying to always create some new inventions, some innovations, but whatever they bring, it brings so many problems. They invented mobile phones. Wow, such a wonderful thing. Now we can speak 1,000 kilometers with each other. And then maybe we can get also cancer, because we are speaking and it's vibrating or sending some illuminations or, I don't know, some signal or rays, and this create cancer over the brain. So what about this? So Prabhupada, scientists, they were claiming that they achieved so many things. So Prabhupada said, what about, can they create artificial sun to produce the heat for the places where it's so much cold whole year, like this, what is it, Antarctic, or this Green Island, or how is it called, this country? Greenland, yeah, this north of USA. Can they produce artificial sun? That in the night we don't have to spend electricity? That we can illuminate our planet by that? No, they cannot do nothing. When I was small, I was growing up in communist country. And I don't know how was it in, let's say, capitalist countries. But in communist countries it was really popular, the ideas how science will be advanced in the future. They were practically bombarding us always with some wonderful news, what will be after 2000 or 2010 or something like that, which ideas, what innovations they will bring. That they said that they will be able to control the weather, and that you will not have to work, you will just be sitting at home, and you will just be, some of the cables will be connected on your head. Actually, they said that there will be some like glass ball you will have in your house, you will come there for 2 hours per day, you will connect some cables to your head, and just by this you will be controlled the tractor which will be going on the fields and taking care for the fields. Till now I don't see that, you know, and it's already, what is it, 2013. Or how they are controlling the weather, it's interesting. Now the weather is so mixed up. Many times in Europe you can get cold in the days where it's supposed to be cold, and you can get hot and warm when it's not supposed to be, and then they are saying that these icebergs are dissolving, and other parties is saying that they are not dissolving. So it's just speculating. But the people, they accept, they trust this. They don't have real knowledge, because there is no real knowledge in this world. It's coming from these leaders and scientists and false propaganda. Srila Prabhupada, he said that our process is very simple. We don't manufacture nothing new. We don't bring anything new. We just follow what came from our predecessors. As what Krishna was teaching Brahma, and then Brahma Narada, and Narada Vyasadev, Vyasadev Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, later on Madhavendra Puri, Sri Ishvara Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Auracharyas in close time, Gaurakishoras Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters and senior Vaishnavas. And we accept the same thing. We are not concocting or creating something new. So this process is very simple. I wanted to share with you, I was one day driving from home. Usually I listen class when I drive for Mangala Arati. I listen some class, usually Srila Prabhupada. And that morning I was driving and there was arrival address, I think it's from LA. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking about this topic. And then he was saying that this is this famous class when he said that then later on we accepted this knowledge and later on we are spreading again the same message through our whole world. So I kindly request, or I request you, kindly help me distribute these books and print these books and distribute them all around the world. So I was thinking that he's a position of his Shaktivesh avatar coming to material world to liberate conditioned souls on the order of Supreme Lord, and he's asking for kind help. So I was thinking, I have to help. There is no other way, I have to help him. He's requesting. The BBT printed this book, and this small one, and this, the book was called This Is My Request. And in this book there is so many quotes about book distribution and spreading this knowledge around the world and spreading Krishna consciousness. I remember with Brahmacharis when I was still in Sankirtan party, we were discussing that if somebody says in English that this is my request, then that means he's urgent, he needs something. So, and the book was called This Is My Request. And we were discussing that this is so important to spread this message to the people, to the world around. Because they live in ignorance. Doesn't matter what they say and doesn't matter which, how is it called? The statements or position they have in this world. I met one boy on the street and I was giving him the books and he told me that he doesn't want this, that he's independent. And I didn't tell him, but I was thinking, he was maybe 25 or something, also he was not so old. And I was thinking, well, he will be 35 after 10 years or something like that, and he will still think the same, and I'm meeting people who think like that. And I was thinking that 35 years back, when he passed the stool, somebody had to come and clean it up. 35 years later, when he will do the same, somebody will have to come and clean it up. And in between, he thinks he's independent. I'm speaking from practical realization. I was working in the house for old people when they were in the conditions like that. They even didn't know that they passed the stool. They were in this age. But between also, they were thinking that they are independent. Some of them, they even think that they are the cause of all causes. Krishna says, Matah param taranyat kinchit asti dananjaya. There is no truth superior above me. Everything rests on me like the pearls on the thread. Nobody else in this position in this world. Doesn't matter how bold or whatever they claim. And we have so many proofs. It's such an illusion. People are there saying so many things, trying to make some statements or some position, but it's so flickering. It's, in such a short time, it's disappearing everything. And only it's making some impression, but it's after some time it goes. I'm reading now Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and when I read these descriptions of the higher worlds, not only higher worlds in this universe, like higher planets, but when you go farther above the covering of the universe, and then Shivaloka, and then the abode of Mahakala Purusha, and then Vaikuntha Loka, I was thinking that how insignificant is this one place here, this one planet, or even one place in our life, in our existence. Even this one life is so insignificant. We live, there is this relativity of time in universe. The ant, he lives his 100 years, and we are living 100 years. Brahma, the Lord of the universe, he is living also 100 years. It's relative to the toward the body. Srila Prabhupada is giving example of this worm or the some fly. It is born in the night, it grows and produces offsprings also in the night, and it dies before the sunset, before the sunrise. And it can think that there is no sun, the sun does not exist. But he lives his 100 years. So we can see how everything is relative. Even in our scope of these 100 years, if we would live 100 years, it's such a short time that the best way is to surrender our lives to the instruction of spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was saying, just give this one life, and the next life you can enjoy. Yeah? So, just one life you give to spiritual master. Next life you can do whatever you want. I remember when we opened with two of my friends, we opened preaching center in one city in Czech Republic several years ago. I wanted to share with you one dream I had. Would you like to hear that? We opened it maybe in summer, and in the winter we did Prabhupada marathon. So this was first Prabhupada marathon, not our first marathon at all, but it was first Prabhupada marathon in that new center. And we were only three of us plus two young devotees. They joined very shortly after opening of the center. So we had like two new bhaktas and three of us, plus wife of one of the Prabhu who was in the group. So this was six of us. So not so many, and the result was not so great, let's say. It was not like some thousands of the books, but we did our job. We did many hours during the cold winter in Czech Republic. And after the marathon, when we came back, one night I had a dream. And we were sitting, these three of us and these two young devotees, in a room with Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting on Vyasasana and we were sitting with him in the room. And we were calculating money, what we collected on Sankirtan. And it was exactly the same as in our daily life. We had kind of like some cloth bags. So in the dream we had also these cloth bags, so we calculated, it was quite some amount of money, and we are putting money in these bags, and we were supposed to give it as an offering to Srila Prabhupada. And I was thinking that these young devotees, that will be so nice that they can directly do some like personal service to Prabhupada. So I was pointing out with the eyes on one of this boy that he should take this bag with the money and give it to Srila Prabhupada. This boy, also in normal, like daily life, he was this little space out bhakta. He was not so concentrated and like that. And what was funny, in the dream he was also the same space out person. He was also not so concentrated, and he was looking at me like, what I want? Why I'm making some funny gestures on him? So I tried a few times and he couldn't understand this gesturing. So one point I just took this bag and I gave it to Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada took the bag, he looked inside, and then you can see the face, he has expression here on this picture, and he did just like that. So that was, we later on we spoke with some senior Vaishnavas about that, and they said that that was very nice confirmation that Srila Prabhupada was pleased with our effort to spread this message and distribute his books. I'm speaking many times about book distribution because that's the activity I'm connected with. Somebody else is connected with other activity, he will have a realization from these activities. But I found out this activity very enlivening in my spiritual life. Even though I'm doing other things, still I'm always trying to be connected with this direct preaching, where I can be in contact with conditioned souls and try to deliver some message about the Supreme Lord. Of course, we are not independent. Kalikarya Dharma Krishna Rama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetara Pravartan. If we are not empowered by the Supreme Lord, we cannot spread message about Him. The fundamental religious system in Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan. But if you will not be empowered, we cannot even spread this. So, of course, if some desire is there to serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission, then the empowerment is also included in the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, I would like to encourage devotees that they can also, if they have some free time and they are not doing it, participate directly in direct preaching, book distribution or Harinam. Even sometimes maybe the health is not so good. There is one, I could say, friend, he's one proper disciple, and his health is not so good and he cannot maybe walk so much and like that. But sometimes he goes with us for Harinam. I don't want to say his name because then he will be chastising me that I said his name. So, but he goes sometimes with us on Harinam, even he cannot walk all the time. So sometimes he goes a little bit in the car, sometimes he walks, and then he gives a speech, he speaks to the people in public. I was thinking it's so nice, it's such an inspiration, because I'm young, I'm strong, I can do these things, no problem actually. My mind is also okay with this, I have no problem even with mind to do this. I was thinking it can be difficult to do if you are not physically so well. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is explained that also devotional service, what we do, is actually only the mercy of the Supreme Lord. It is explained that neophytes, they think that they are doing the service. Referring also to my position, I also think that I am doing the service. That they think that they chant with the tongue, with their tongue, that they are doing certain activities with their bodies. But it is explained there in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that actually this is done everything by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. It is not independent activity. We cannot perform devotional service if we will not be empowered and we will not have mercy of the Supreme Lord. And of course, Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord. And in this way, the Supreme Lord is cause of all causes, and none in this existence is independent, or in material sphere, or in spiritual. Hare Krishna. If somebody has maybe comment or question, is most welcome. Srila Prabhupada encourage discussion after Srimad Bhagavatam to deepen the understanding and strengthen. Yes, from we have microphone.
Hare Krishna. Would you speak a little more about one point of the previous class, the yesterday class? Because one devotee asked about you, about our quota. Which I'd like to know your opinion about our quota. Ishupanishad said that Ishvara. So, what's your opinion about what's this quota? How we know our quota? It's for us to all real necessity, this thing. Because a little related this last today, because the Krishna is the cause of all causes, and we just need to know that everything belongs to Krishna, but we have some quota to.
Yeah, I was also thinking about this, and Jananivas Prabhu was giving the answer yesterday. I remember Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport in the Upanishad that if there is some grain on the street, the birds, they come and they eat only what they require and then they go. But if you humans will find these grains on the street, they will collect as much as able they will be to carry, and then they will store and like that. So the tendency of is probably take more than is necessary. It's there, especially humans, they have much more facilities, they have higher intelligence and they can utilize it. So I was thinking in connection, Srila Prabhupada was saying simple living, high thinking, that we shouldn't try to get more things that we really require for our existence. Some storage can be there, but to live and have like huge wealth and not utilize it for the service of Krishna. I just read yesterday in Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, Srila Prabhupada explained that if you have a wealth and you don't utilize for Krishna, for the service of God, then you are a thief. Srila Prabhupada said like that. So he was making fun that sometimes we go as a beggars to the rich people and we ask them, please give us some money for temple construction or like that, because we would like to construct a temple. And then they think, oh, they are beggars, okay, I will give them. But if we will come and we will say, you have so much money, but actually it's not yours, it belongs to the Supreme Lord, you should utilize in his service, he will just kick us out. So this, I was thinking in this connection that there is of course so many angles we can see this topic, that we have to be sincere towards ourselves and often also in consultation with other senior Vaishnavas we have trust, we can understand what is our quota and how much we should utilize and keep aside and how much we should utilize for the service and give away as a charity and like that. So it's very individual. For example, as a kings in the Vedic times, they had to live in certain conditions. It required for their service, because even you can see even nowadays, for example, politicians, if they need to go for some meetings with other countries, they need some more money than general people, because for travel expenses and like that. But of course, always depends on the personality itself. We know from example of Maharaj Bharata, not the Bharata who became the deer and Janabharata later on, but the brother from Lord Rama. He was supposed to rule the kingdom and Lord Rama left for the forest exile, and he actually was not living in the palace. He was living in the hut next to the palace and was eating every day. What was it? Some flat rice, I think. Barley with cow urine, correct? Mixed with cow urine. That was his everyday meal. Even he was a king, at least for the time being, when Lord Ramachandra was away. And also the new Pope, I think he's from Argentina or somewhere there, he's also a very renowned person. Even he can afford so much opulence. He's living very simple life. So the same apply for principle for every living entity, that we should be sincere towards ourselves. What is actually making the, how we can make progress in spiritual life? Srila Prabhupada explained, this is only, what is, why we are making progress is only because of sincere attitude. So we have to be sincere to ourselves. We can cheat others, we can cheat Krishna, we cannot cheat Krishna, we can cheat others, we can cheat friends, we can cheat people around us, we can cheat our children, our wives or husbands, or devotees around, or even spiritual master, we can try to cheat, to not to tell him things as they are. But we cannot cheat Krishna, and at the end of the life, this everything will be checked. So, simple living, high thinking, we should try to keep it, we should try to see also in our lives, do we need these things, or do we, there are certain items which can destroy the bhakti, and one of them is collect more funds than is necessary, or try to atihara prayasascha prajalpa niyama graha, atihara, to collect more than is necessary, and also try to achieve things which are difficult to achieve. So in this relation I was thinking.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Today is possible for a Grahastha life to simple living, high thinking. High thinking is okay, simple living is.
If today is?
Today in this material world now, it's possible?
If it is possible?
Is possible or not? I'm idea I'm asking. Because today, one Grahastha is doing book distribution, means lifelong he will manage his life, family. Because.
It's possible. And we should be practical, relatively to our conditions we are in. I remember we have been in one camp in Europe. There was a class on, Maharaj was giving class about simple living, high thinking, how all devotees should live on the land and like that. It would be very nice. And I asked him at the end, well, I would like to live on my own land with my own place to sleep in and like that, but to get this I have to take mortgage to buy this expensive land and to build this expensive house, and then I have to work like ass in the city to pay back the mortgage. So in this sense, is if you don't have inheritance, and he admitted, actually he said, yeah, that it's difficult situation, that we are practically starting from the middle. So, but we should work also for our next generations, that we will have some communities and land for other devotees, that they come in. I remember in Spain there is one devotee, and he's trying to, he actually already did one project, that he acquired some land, and then he is donating or selling to devotees, but for very low price, much more than this market price. He's selling the land to devotees, and they can build their houses in the land, and they can live there. So we should work on such a project also, to help maybe next generations. Maybe we will not be able to do in our life, but we should help others, that they can come and they can live more simple life. We can also cultivate such a consciousness by preaching to them. It's answering? Gita Nagare Prabhu, please.
May I make a comment? There's a famous quote from Prabhupada that when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, it was very popular in 1979, and you never hear it quoted anymore. You never hear it. But one time Prabhupada was asked by Rameshwaram, he said, Prabhupada, in your books it says that devotees should endeavor only for what can keep body and soul together. So what does that mean, Prabhupada? Only keeping body and soul together? And then Prabhupada answered very practically. He said, it means six chickpeas a day. True story. That's what's required to keep body and soul together. 6 chickpeas a day.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, I'm also, you can tell I don't follow it, but I'm saying.
Like, I just read, it was also perfect questions, perfect answers. And there, this Brahmatirtha, he was asking Srila Prabhupada about if some prasadam is, for example, very spicy, if we should eat, it can be harmful for our health. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the best devotee, he will not eat. The best devotee, he will eat. He will not consider if it is good or bad, if it is spicy or not spicy. Because his consciousness will not be influenced after. But he said, but you are not the best devotee, so don't imitate. You eat according your position. So, of course, we have Kanishta Madhyama and Uttama Adhikaris, and also between this range, it's a quite big scale of advancement. So different devotees on the different levels, for them is different requirements. So definitely for Uttama Adhikari, as Srila Prabhupada, he can really live just on 6 chickpeas. But still for us, as an example, he was taking nice and ill, because then I remember there were a few cases in Tantra I joined, always appears some some bhakta who he's okay, he's normal, and then after some time he starts to eat just the, you know, when you have this for serving, this spoon, so they break it and they take just this part for serving and they are eating from that. And then after 2 months or something, they are gone. Because they cannot maintain their spiritual life with such an austere attitude. So, again, it's relative. According to level of consciousness or advancement of the devotee.
Hare Krishna, one comment also where you say living simple, you know, and high thinking. About Prabhupada and Mayapur, some devotees say, now the building is coming and this, that. How is possible you will living in simple and high thinking? And proper reply, we do this building, this house, and this, that. You know, we the devotees can live near to the Ganga and do, you know, one bamboo house, eating simple, that. But we need the people for coming to Mayapur and guest house. Why the people living in the city? We try to management. And maybe in the future these people come in devotee or no, but these people is, yeah, for so many years living in the city, and we try to approach and building this for this mentally. But the devotee no require. Also the big temple and this, that, the cooperation must to do. Why? And the big temple is coming from Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu. And so many people around say, oh, why is going to spend too much money in this, that. But the people don't have knowledge about where the story comes from. Some devotees plan about the construction and this, that. The people can understand. This is sometimes for outside people or for some new devotees, sometimes misunderstanding this thing. Where you say, where Prabhupada say, living simple and high thinking. Only this hands of comment. You can maybe explain something about this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Yena tena prakarena manah Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or other we have to attract people to Krishna consciousness. Whatever means can be used. Yeah. Thank you very much for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Or premanande.